All right, guys, today I'm going to give you a very, very important lesson in life. I'm going to tell you why some of my coaching clients who literally pay me $1,500 an hour for my time, why they fail. I have a lot of successful coaching clients. Most of my coaching clients do succeed, but some of them fail, and I'm gonna tell you why. And I can't carry anyone across the finish line. No one can do that for you. So it doesn't matter who you pay or if you get a coach, I think it's a good idea to do that. But regardless, if you're making this mistake, you're not gonna succeed. So I wanna tell you why that some people are super successful. I've got one coaching client who's a multi-millionaire now. He started from nothing. He's got, you know, making over $100,000 a month on his business, bought a bunch of real estate, all kinds of success in his life. And I've got some people who paid me $1,500 an hour for several months, then gave up and dropped off the face of the earth. Or some people have done it for a year, okay, before I finally had to cut them loose and say, all right, we're done here because you're not doing anything. I only have so much time. I wanna take some people who are actually going to become successful in life. And sorry, you're just not cutting it. All right. So I want to talk about why that is. All right. And then how you can learn from this. Okay. Learn before you pay a bunch of money and then learn the hard way and then not even learn at all. Because a lot of these guys don't learn at all. Again, no, I'm not trying to call out anyone in particular here. If you think this is targeted at you, it's not targeted at you. It's just in general. Okay. This is the thing that makes it so that people fail. And I get frustrated because I want to see you guys succeed. I want to see you guys in the membership, in the Bulldog Mindset membership. By the way, if you want to join, there's a link down below. Okay. I want to see you guys that I'm doing coaching for. I want to see you succeed. I want to see you guys that are just even watching the videos. I want to see you succeed in life. And so it's frustrating for me. It's frustrating to waste my time. It's frustrating to listen to someone's excuses and reasons why they did what they did instead of actually seeing them actually apply and get the success. Because I know I can help them to get the success because I know what you need to do. I can tell you exactly what you need to do to make money, to become successful, to become retired, to build a business, to become successful with women, to build up those skills or to get in shape and to get cut and whatever it is, okay? But you've got to actually follow it. I'm just gonna kind of freestyle this and talk about what the frustrations are, what people are doing wrong. So the biggest thing, okay, by far, that I see is that I'm gonna tell them what to do and then they're gonna try it, okay? And then we'll see if it works, right? This is the biggest reason why you will fail in life. If you come into a project, if you come into a thing, if you come into anything in life and you think, I am going to try this, okay? Yoda's gonna slap you in the fucking face because he's gonna be like, do or do not, there is no try, okay? This is true, okay? It's Star Wars had the wisdom that you were seeking all this time, okay? You made a joke about it, you didn't fucking pay attention to it because all you have to do is commit. Okay. And I get coaching clients sometimes from time to time, and I try to get it out of their head. I'm like, no, it doesn't matter what I even say. It doesn't matter. Like, you're going to make this work. You have to believe that you're going to make this happen. Okay. You can't be like, oh, I'll try this. Or, and then you come back and like, John, I tried this. It didn't work. No. It's not up to me to make you successful. Okay. I will give you guidance. I will tell you what to do. I will give you ideas. I will see what you're doing wrong and course correct you. But then you have to take full responsibility and say, look, I'm going to make this shit happen. All right. I'm going to make this business succeed. Okay. I'm going to figure out a way to do this, right? Whether it be with business, whether it be with women, same thing with women. I get coaching clients sometimes with women and it's like, no, you're not going to try what I'm telling you. You're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. You're going to be successful. You just need some help on this. This is accelerating your path to success that you're already going to reach on your own. I'm an accelerator. I'm like gasoline on your fire. I'm not your fire. I can't be your fire. Okay. Gasoline is no good when there's no fire. Okay. There has to be a spark. You have to be the fire. The gasoline will make the fire more powerful. Okay. I can accelerate you. It's an accelerator, but it doesn't solve the problem for you. So the biggest thing, like I said, as I see these guys, and you know, I see it in the membership sometimes, and more so in the membership, usually not as much for guys that are paying for coaching. But if you come in and you think I'm gonna try this, or I'm just gonna do what John's telling me and I'm gonna try it out, instead of taking ownership and saying I'm going to make this work, then that's not gonna happen, right? Because what happens in this case is that the guys that come in with this attitude, they do the minimum required or they don't even do it, right? I can tell you my most successful coaching client, okay? I remember our very first coaching call and he didn't have any business or anything, right? We figured out what his business was gonna be. And I think within the second coaching call, we had him on YouTube and we ended up making videos, all right? And I remember I saw him, you know, make 3 videos a week. And you know what? The very first week, he did that, okay? He came back the next month and he had made 3 videos a week for 4 consecutive weeks. And then he continued doing that and then he became successful, okay? But I get a lot of times, guys, I'll tell him this, And they're like, okay, well, I'll try to make 3 videos. And I'm like, what? Like, do you want to succeed? Like, I don't understand this. Or they'll come back and they'll say, yeah, I didn't do anything. Okay. And now, if this is calling you out, good. Because sometimes I'm not as harsh as I should be because I don't want to discourage people that need some encouragement in life. Sometimes people are going through hard shit. I'm helping with other things as well. And the business thing is not as important as some of the other things. So there's sometimes some reasons for this. But for the guys that don't succeed in general, that's the problem, is they're thinking about trying instead of doing, instead of taking ownership and saying, I'm committing to this. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to figure this out. Okay. When I started Bulldog Mindset, you know, this was not the greatest idea for a company, to be honest with you, because it's like fitness, it's dating, it's finances, and then it's the mindset part of it. Like, this is too much. It's like, you know, most people have something in one of these industries. These are like the most popular industries, and they have it specifically niched down. Okay, so it's really not the best business idea, to be honest with you. Okay, but I really wanted to do this because I want to talk about all these things because I'm passionate about all these things. Okay, and that's what I think it, you know, Bulldog Mindset is. That's what being a man. I wanted to really talk about, okay, all the things about being a man. And a lot of people said, no, this isn't going to work. I said, I don't care. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to build a business out of this. I'm going to make this work. And sure, if I pick something else, I probably could make a lot more money. I don't care. I'm still making a shit ton of money in this business, okay? And in doing well and doing what I want to do, because I didn't have the attitude that I was going to try to make this work. I had the attitude that I was going to absolutely make this work, okay? That was the whole idea behind the Bulldog Mindset business, was that there was no way that I was going to not make this work. I was going to figure it out. I was going to do stuff. I was going to make books, okay? I was going to figure out a way to get traffic from YouTube, or to get traffic from TikTok, to make a membership, to do a trial membership, to do all these things, to figure out how can I actually make this thing work. And that was my plan. And so I got some help along the way. I got some coaches of my own. I've got some advice, and I implemented that, but I didn't rely on that, saying that this is the thing that's going to make me successful, because I knew that I was the thing that was going to make me successful. And it's going to be my determination, my commitment to solve the problem, to figure this out, to make it work no matter what. Okay. So you got to burn the boats. You got to really think about being successful. And, you know, like I said, some of my coaching clients, they become millionaires. Okay. I'm not kidding you. All right. Now, it takes some time, right? I don't think I had anyone that became a millionaire in less than a year. Okay. But after a year or 2 years, for sure, it is definitely possible, but you have to be willing to put in the work, but more importantly, to believe and take ownership for it, to commit, to say, I'm going to make this work. I don't care what I need to do. I'm going to figure out some way to make this work. And then now I can help you, and I can put some gasoline on your fire and take something that might have taken you 5 or 10 years to do. I can compress it down to 1 or 2 or 3 years instead of 10 years. Okay. That is the key. That is the value that I provide with the coaching. Okay. If you guys are interested in that. Now, if you are interested, click the link down below. There's a coaching application area. You can check out the coaching page on bulldogmindset.com/coaching. And like I said, I have an application process for this, guys, because I don't want to deal with jerk offs. Okay. To be honest with you. Okay. A lot of you guys aren't cut out for this shit. You're going to give me the try stuff. You're going to waste my time. You're going to tell me all the shit that you didn't do. I don't want to hear it. Okay. I want to make you successful. Okay. Now, again, some people, you need some help because they're struggling in life, or they're having relationship problems, or other areas of their life. And so I get that. Okay. I can help work on all those things with you, social anxiety, all that stuff. But when it comes down to whatever it is, you got to implement the plan, and you got to take ownership for it. And if you're not, then don't apply. Okay. Cause I'm not even going to accept you. I only have a limited number of slots. I keep it that way on purpose, cause I am busy doing other stuff, and I'm not going to waste my time with a bunch of people that are just trying to pay their way to the top. It's not going to happen. You can't do that. Okay. I can help you, but I can't do it for you. I can't carry you across the finish line. And some of you guys are just waiting for someone to do that for you. You think if you pay some price, and believe me, I made the mistake myself. Okay. I have hired people to do things for me, some coaching, some like taking control of things or doing marketing for me or whatever. And it was a waste of time, because I was just thinking someone else was going to carry me across the finish line instead of me having to do the work. It doesn't work that way. Okay. You can get some help. You can get some assistance. You can have people accelerate things. You can delegate tasks, but no one can do it for you. No one can make you successful. Only you can do that.